That little word qualified means a number of things. It means to make sufficient. It also means to empower. We can thank God. You know what it ultimately means? It means we can thank Him because He has authorized us. I love that. He has authorized us. God qualifies us only through the finished work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And apart from God's grace through Jesus Christ, all people would only be qualified to receive His wrath and His anger.
God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton about the greatest prayer request ever. Today we'll be heading to the book of Colossians, right there in chapter 1, as we begin with this wonderful message from Dr. Don. But I also want to remind you about a book from Dr. Don that's available on our website, theencouragingword.org, and by picking up the phone and calling us. The book is called Totally Secure, Answering the Questions About Your Security in Christ, a wonderful gift for friends that may be far from God. It's available right now by visiting our website, theencouragingword.org, or give us a call and we'll tell you how you can get your copy. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We'd also love to pray with you and for you. Let's connect today. Now, Dr. Don Wilton.
So I want you to open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1. And I'm going to tell you today, folks, this subject that I'm about to share with you today is a humdinger. This is it. The greatest prayer requests ever. That's what I'm going to share with you this morning. We're thinking about young people. We've talked about our country. We're thanking God for so many different things. What are the greatest prayer requests? Here's a question I'm going to ask of this congregation. How can we pray for our young people? When you pray for children of today's world, what are you praying for them? Now, I can tell you a lot of good things you can pray for. For health and strength, that they would become productive citizens, they'd have good manners, stand tall, that they would get educated, they'd study hard, that they'd be happy children. These are great things. We got to pray for those things all the time. I certainly do over my own grown children, now my grandchildren. There's a lot we can pray for, right? For provision. We can pray that they could be great athletes, give them abilities and gifts, all these kinds of things. But folks, there's a lot more to this. In Colossians chapter 1, Paul is speaking to a great group of people comprised of people from every walk of life, men, women, boys, girls, people who are up and people who are down, people on a mountaintop and people in a deep valley. And beginning in verse 3, but I'm going to start reading only from verse 9 of Colossians chapter 1, Paul gives to us some golden nuggets. And I believe that these are the greatest prayer requests that we can ever pray. Let me read this to you from verse 9. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. In fact, I pray without ceasing that you, verse 11, may be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints of light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sins. Isn't that a powerful passage? So here are the greatest prayer requests ever. Parents, I'm going to challenge you on this. Church, this is where we need to be. Now I'm going to tell you, I am going to continue to pray for everything you can possibly imagine. But I'm asking God to help me to understand that there are some things that I must pray for. If we don't ask God to do this for us and for our sons and daughters, all they're going to become is good ball players. If you and I do not ask God to do something that defies human understanding for our sons and daughters, I think we are missing the essential ingredient of the Christ life. And interestingly enough, when we do pray this, God answers this prayer. So let me give it to you. Here's what they prayed. Paul prayed. He prayed, number one, that they would be filled. Now look at verse 9. So from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray, asking that you may be filled. We all know what it means to fill up a cup, to fill up your gas tank. Folks, listen to this. Some of us are running on an empty gas tank. You're still an engine, you're still a motor car, you still have wheels, you still have the capability of getting to where you need to go, but you're running on empty. A lot of reasons for that. Weariness, service, love, giving, 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 taking care of your children morning, noon, and night, working on your marriage. You're running half empty, aren't you? And he qualifies this. Here he's talking about the filling of the Holy Spirit. Every believer has the Holy Spirit in them. But the circumstance of life diminishes the infilling of the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. And our prayer for our sons and daughters is that they should be filled. Because if you are not filled, Paul tells us in this text, you are being robbed of two essential ingredients. The first of those is wisdom. That's what he talks about in that passage. Spiritual wisdom. Only a person filled with the Spirit of God, with a gas tank filled with God's power and presence and grace, only that person can operate in the context of spiritual wisdom. And spiritual wisdom is the ability to accumulate and to organize principles from God's Word. Let me just run that by again. Here's what spiritual wisdom is. Spiritual wisdom is the ability to accumulate and then to organize properly all the principles of God's Word. You don't have wisdom. You're going to live a life where, yes, you know Christ, but you're not going to be able to accumulate what it is God is saying and organize what God is saying in a manner that is going to allow you to live out God's life the way God wants you to live it. So that's the first essential ingredient of being filled. The second is understanding. Yeah, you may have spiritual wisdom, but if you don't have spiritual understanding, which he talks about in the latter part of verse 9 there, understanding is the ability to apply those principles to daily living. Isn't that great? So he says, listen, the greatest prayer request you can ask of God for your son, for your daughter, for your friend, for your neighbor, for yourself, is that you be filled with the Spirit. If you're not filled with the Spirit, if your gas tank is not filled by God, you are going to suffer a deficit. You're going to be robbed of two things: wisdom and understanding. The ability to accumulate and to organize all the data that God gives to you through His Word. Understanding is the ability to actually apply those principles. You know, I can know something about God but not have the ability to live it out. Only God can do that. So there's prayer request number one, that they would be filled. Number two, that they would be pleasing to God. I want you to look at verse 10. And so walk in a manner worthy of the Lord and pleasing to Him. What a prayer request. Here Paul is telling me to pray for them. A, that they would be filled up with God's Spirit. And B, secondly, that they would walk worthy, that they would be pleasing to God. Now, I want you to be really honest here today, folks. How many times are you and I, as we look back, we say, man, what I did was just not pleasing to the Lord. Don't you think we should be praying for our sons and daughters that they don't make those same mistakes that we do, that we did? Walk worthy. Number three, that they would be fruit-bearing in their good works. That they would be fruit-bearing in their good works. I want you to look at the second part of verse 10, bearing fruit in every good work. There's a third major prayer request. Son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, friend, I'm going to pray for you that your good works would produce good fruit. Now watch me, folks. Good works are essential. The things we do, life is filled with wonderful people. I don't think there's any nation like the United States. Most generous country in the world ever. When you think of all the good deeds that go on, the way people come to help one another, it's incredible. It's not just about doing something for somebody for the sake of that good work, which is good in and of itself. It's that that act, that good deed, would bear spiritual fruit. I don't want to just preach. I'm asking God to allow me not just to preach. I love to preach, but I want fruit. I'm asking God, not for me, I'm asking the Lord of the harvest. I'm praying that you would hear God speak and that your life would be changed, that you would give your life to Christ.
Please forgive the interruption, but Dr. Don insists we take a pause in the middle of the program to let you know we're here for you. Now, at the beginning of the broadcast, I mentioned Dr. Don's book, Totally Secure, and it is available both on our website, theencouragingword.org, and our phone number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. But the reason Dr. Don created this point of connection, both our team that are answering the phones as well as connecting with you on the website, was not to make sure you got a book, but to make sure you knew you were not alone in this struggle. And sometimes our lives are bigger struggles than ever, and we need that support system. We are here as a part of the body of Christ to pray with you, to encourage you 24 hours a day at 866-899-WORD. Again, that's 866-899-9673, or online at theencouragingword.org. And don't forget that tonight, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, all across the globe, the Trinity Broadcasting Network will be sharing yet another of Dr. Don's messages. That's TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network, tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. I hope you'll join us and invite a friend to tune in. Now back to today's message, the greatest prayer request ever with Dr. Don Wilton.
And if you know the Lord Jesus, you're a Christian business person, or you're going through a very difficult time physically, that you would be strengthened as a result. In other words, that what is taking place would produce fruit, would bear fruit, right? I want to be a fruit producer. I don't want to just be a fruit tree. Number four, that they would be growing. That's a powerful statement here in verse 10. He says here that I want to pray that you would not only bear fruit in every good work, but then the word here is, and increasing in the knowledge of God. That little word, increasing, speaks to spiritual growth. That's why we have Bible study groups. That's why we are so happy that you're going to a life group. You've got great teachers that are teaching you. It all has to do with this business of increasing. It's not increasing in knowledge in order that you might just become a know-all. It's that when you begin to grow in what you know to be true about God, the more you know about God, the more you grow in Christ, the more you become like Him. It's like marriage. I loved Karen from the day I first set my eyes on her, when she was just 16 years old. And then when God gave her to me as my bride, I loved her all those years ago. But I cannot describe to you the love that I have for her today after nearly 40 years of marriage. Young people sometimes would not understand that. But I do. I do. It's a burning in my heart. And how has that come about? It's come about by being with her, close with her, living with her, knowing her, fellowshipping with her. All my life, all these years, the more I'm around, that's what he's saying here. Some people say, well, why do I need to get all involved in church? That's why. Why do I need to go to life groups? That's why. Don't rob your children. Parents, don't rob your children. Don't make every excuse you possibly can to remove those that you love from the environment in which they are able to increase in their knowledge of God. Put them there. You do that with education. Why do you make them go to school? Why don't you just say to them, well, you got to the sixth grade, man, that's cool with me. Give it up, man. Go to the beach. So why don't we do that? Two reasons. Number one, it's the law of the land. And number two, because you know better than that. So why do you bring your kids to church until they get to the age of 14 and then say, well, why don't you go out and play in the traffic if you feel like it? How come so many parents are making so many excuses for their sons and daughters not to be engaged in a place where they can grow in the grace and knowledge and admonition? This is worth fighting for. It's worth a little bit of sass. Number five, that they would be strengthened. Verse 11, that you may be strengthened. I love that word. What's wrong with wanting them to be spiritually strong? Everything's right about it. Folks, I want our young people to be strong. So I'm going to make an announcement to you. In this church, First Baptist Church, it is our responsibility with great joy to do everything we can do to produce strong young people in the Lord. And you don't do that by just offering the proverbial party and a pizza. Church is not a show. And folks, the big attraction today is to go to the biggest show at church. If you can go to church and just simply get entertained and go home and do whatever you want, but I'm going to tell you that you will never grow strong in the Lord. It's like going to a football game. Man, I love going to football games, sit there and have a great time at the football game. But I tell you, at some time you're going to have to get back in your motor car and fight the traffic all the way home. And the game is over. Pray that they would be strengthened. Pray, number six, that they would be patient. Love that little word that he gives us there in this, for all endurance and patience. Boy, do I need patience. You know, that spiritual commodity to have the ability to wait on the Lord, isn't that beautiful? How much do we not need patience? And folks, today, In today's generation, it is not all that much different, but today we live in an instant coffee generation. You want to watch how aggravated people get? Just go to a fast food place. Just sit there and watch people going through the drive-thru. We're not a patient people. We've got it all. We've got it now. We've got all our technology, man. We push buttons. Folks, I'm not patient with that gizmo that's in my pocket. And I push that button, I want that person to get my message. And if they don't, who done it? Something's wrong with this thing. That's our whole place. So here Paul is saying, is there anything more relevant for our young people today? We become so impatient, we look like we've got ants in our pants. Take your kids on vacation and see how quickly it takes for them to get bored, even with a beach. I mean, what happened to sometimes I sits and thinks and other times I just sits? All right, here's the last one. Ready for this? Number 7. Greatest prayer request. Number 7, that they would be thankful. They would be thankful. Love what he says in verse 12, giving thanks. Let's not become a thankless people. And he qualifies. He says, you know why you need to be thankful? Because God has qualified us. That's the reason to be thankful. That little word qualified means a number of things. It means to make sufficient. It also means to empower. We can thank God. You know what it ultimately means? It means we can thank Him because He has authorized us. I love that. He has authorized us. God qualifies us only through the finished work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And apart from God's grace through Jesus Christ, all people would only be qualified to receive His wrath and His anger. But we've got cause to give thanks because He has qualified us. He's empowered us. He has made us sufficient in Christ because of the sufficiency of Christ. He has authorized us to be transferred into the zone of His wonderful love and of His grace. Let's be thankful. Prayer requests. 7 of them I've given to you. Man, God is so good, isn't He? I'm going to ask you to respond to the Lord. Just as you are, without one plea. I'm going to ask you to say yes to Him. I'm asking you to give your life to Christ. I'm asking you to make a new resolve in your heart. You're going to take God's word to heart. You're going to go before Him. We're going to invite you to come this morning. We're here to receive you. You know, you're joining a bunch of imperfect people. Sinners saved by the grace of God. All of us, we're all moms and dads and grandparents and single adults and single moms and single dads and divorcees, and we're up this way and we're down that way. But we're a family, folks. And we mean business. We mean business. But I tell you, it's fun business. It's not always fun out here because you can't just smile all the time. It's fun in here because Christ makes the difference. And I invite you today to say yes to Him.
Would you say yes? Perhaps you have questions and you need to speak with someone, pray with someone, get some details covered. Let us talk with you now at 866-899-WORD. Again, that number is 866-899-9673. And it'll connect you with one of us, not just now during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day. 866-899-9673. Oh, and more from Dr. Don is coming up next.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin. And I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
Again, if the pastor has been used by God today to speak to you, whether it's in the last few moments here in the studio or perhaps during the time of message from the pulpit, I pray you wouldn't let this day stop without responding. The number is 866-899-WORD. We'd love to speak with you, pray with you, connect with resources. That's 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. And when we began our broadcast today, I talked to you about the book called Totally Secure from Dr. Wilton. Here's Dr. Don with more details.
You know, in all my years of sitting at the feet of Dr. Billy Graham, he said this to me. He said, Don, the most important thing in life is to know that you belong to Jesus. And then he said, the second most important thing is that you know that you belong to Jesus. He encouraged me to write this book, Totally Secure, to help you find the answers to these important questions. That's why he endorsed this book of mine. I want you to have a copy of this book. I want you to have the assurance that you are going to heaven. Please pick up the telephone right now and call the number on the screen and request your personal copy of Totally Secure. The Encouraging Word broadcast ministry is supported by viewers and listeners just like you who want to make a difference in the world. So thank you for requesting my book, Totally Secure. Your financial support enables us to continue moving forward for Christ.
Wow, the Monday edition of The Encouraging Word is wrapping up, but we've got a great message from Dr. Don tomorrow. I hope you'll join us again then for How God Holds Tomorrow, talking about the future and the need to not fear the future, but trust God in the future. Again, that's part of the message tomorrow on The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton. Between now and then, remember, we'd love to pray with you, connect you with great resources at the other end of 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or let's connect keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org. Till then, take care and God bless.
Dr. Wilton, I had my husband watch First Baptist Spartanburg services on Sundays because he fought me on going to church here in our hometown. Last October, I was able to get him to go to a local church. Now we attend every Sunday. He does not have to work. Praise the Lord, Sunday, January the 19th, 2014, he accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior while watching your services on television. Your program got him curious and in return helped me get him into a local church. Now I know that we will be together forever even after we die. I have been so happy all week and just had to share that with you.